Anyone that has vision will recognize there's something here. Something God is doing here. So I'm happy to be here now. I'm happy to be here now, and I'm glad for everyone. I celebrate our first. Wow, I was surprised when I saw you. Oh my God. Well, we've not seen in a while. And I celebrate God's grace on your life. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to bulldoze principalities and powers out of the way here, making the way for many to be able to preach the gospel in this city, in this state, in this nation, by the sacrifices that you have made. And I thank you for the kind words that you spoke, and I know you spoke by the Spirit. I remember the last time we met at a meeting with the U.S. Embassy, and what you said, I still remember clearly. And I believe God, this nation will never remain the same for the fact that God brought us here. So I celebrate you, sir. Really, really appreciate you. And okay. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, man of God. Somebody will give me 20 million. me, I don't waste time in catching bless you. Hallelujah. Bishop, awesome. Really great seeing you. And Pastor Mzima, God bless you. Eben, you're blessed. Evangelist Jukes, oh my God. Ah, I just love it. Every time Evangelist Jukes leads praise and worship, because he's just anointed for it. I celebrate all the ministers of the gospel. Okay, let me explain. When I go to a meeting and suddenly see powerful people, Pastor Chris, God bless you. We came in together, but God bless you. Yeah. When I see powerful men and women of God, sometimes I'm not sure what to preach anymore. So what I then do is to take as much time as possible to greet people, so that the time left for preaching will not be much. I can do my short sermon and run away. Your choir is amazing. Please help me to appreciate them. Amazing. Yes. Okay, so I have a few minutes left. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 to 31. So I know that you have anointed teachers in the house. So I was following on Twitter as Pastor Dele was exploding on marriage in the morning. Powerful insights. I was saying, wow, 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 this is good. This is good. Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. So I'm not going to try to teach any deep revelation. But one thing I am certain about is that I'm here to prophesy. God is about to do something in somebody's life, and I came here to prepare the person for it. I came to announce the beginning of a new season. Because it is God that changes the times and the seasons. Someone has been sowing, investing, sowing seeds, and heaven said to tell you, your seeds will blossom now. There's a season of massive harvest. A season of fulfillment of prophecies. Fulfillment of dreams. In Jesus' name. Isaiah 40, verses 29 to 31. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Okay? So I'll title this, On Eagle's Flight. On Eagle's Flight. I love the theme of this conference. Soar. It's amazing. Because the Spirit of God said, to me that for our church this year, we would be soaring higher. At first, I informed our pastorate. I said the theme would be flying higher. And then later I was praying. Holy Spirit said, it's not flying. It is soaring. Changing. He said, because what I really want my people to know is that the days of flapping are over. The days of soaring are here. See, when God compares the Christian to the eagle, the thing about the eagle is the way it moves in the sky. It's mesmerizing. Mesmerizing. It goes practically effortlessly. Okay? And does little flapping. It does the flapping, but one flap, it goes really high. Most of the time when you see the eagle, all it does is this. Okay? The eagle is not designed for flapping. Its wings are heavy compared to its body weight. The wingspan is 6 to 8 feet. It's long. So compared to the weight of the body, the wing is heavy. If it flaps it will grow tired. Eagle was not designed for flapping. It was designed for soaring. So if you commit to flapping, when you've been designed for soaring, you will get tired. The Christian life is not designed for flapping. It's designed for soaring because it is designed to be run on the platform of grace. Did I see how you say amen?
Amen.
The days of struggling with human ability are finished for someone under the sound of my voice here. You've been designed to run on the strength of the wind. And the wind for us is the Holy Spirit. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Acts chapter 2 from verse 1, they were all together in one accord in one place. And there came from heaven the sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the place where they were sitting. There appeared on each one cloven thorns as of fire, sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Thank you, Jesus. And of course, from that moment, you saw soaring. Because these people began to operate on a dimension that was not humanly possible. To the extent that the whole city gathered, something dramatic happened. Change came. The whole city gathered. They said the thing was noised abroad. When they came, because they were not acting true to type, there was something different about them. They concluded that they were drunk. So Peter had to stand up. Say, men and brethren, it's just 9 a.m. It's just 9 a.m. It takes a bit of time of drinking before somebody will get drunk. This is too early. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Amazing. Ordinary people became high flyers. Ordinary people became high flyers. But I want to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit and one dimension in which he works in our lives. The Holy Spirit. One of the major characteristics of the eagle is the fact that it is very sensitive to the wind. Very sensitive to the wind. The eagle waits for a wind current that is strong enough to carry it. Because it is the strength of the wind that the eagle uses to rise through the sky. So you have what you call the wind tamal. It's a column of wind that rises from the bottom rapidly. Okay, into the sky. The eagle is very patient. Sometimes it waits for hours until it gets a wind that is strong enough to carry it. It knows that if the wind is not strong enough, it will flap, wasting energy. Sincerely, sometimes the eagle waits for days. Waits for days to find the wind that is strong enough to carry. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. If you're going to soar, you have to know not every time is your time. Not every season is your season. Not every opportunity is your opportunity. Oh. You know, I was sharing with one of our pastors earlier today how several years ago I was just lamenting to the Holy Spirit that we were stranded. I was lamenting that our church was stranded. That we had stagnated. Our growth had stagnated. We were running 5 services on Sunday morning. Overflow packed out. All the services packed out. And we had been doing that for a long time. So I was saying, Lord, where is the place you provided for us? We need to move. We're stagnated. We're not making progress. Holy Spirit says, stop. Your definition of progress is different from mine. For you, progress is always forward motion. He said to me, progress is for you to do whatever I ask you to do per time, including standing on the same spot. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. We are making progress. He said, for you, progress is action. Progress is numbers. Progress is size. Progress is motion. He said, for me, progress is for you to do whatever I ask you to do per time, including standing on the same spot. Woo! So some days later, then I saw it in Numbers chapter 9. He showed me in Numbers chapter 9. Israel moved. And they said sometimes they would get to a place and the cloud would stay there overnight and move the next morning. Israel would move. And it says there that sometimes the cloud would stay for a week. Sometimes for a month. And sometimes for a year. When I saw a year, I said, eh? 1 year. But Moses knew there was no point moving till the cloud moved. Wow. So for someone here tonight, I declare, the days of making mistakes are over. Amen. The days of taking wrong steps are over. Amen. And if we took wrong steps before, I came to announce restoration. Amen. Lost time will be restored. Amen. In 10 months, someone here will cover ground for 10 years. Amen. At the commandment of the Lord, they moved. At the commandment of the Lord. So sensitivity. Sensitivity. The eagle senses a storm long before people know a storm will happen. Slight changes in wind current. You have to maintain your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. That is critical to your soaring ability. You can't soar where there is no wind. You will fall down. You don't soar where there is no wind. You don't soar where there is no wind. Sensitive to the Holy Spirit. What He wants you to do, what He wants you to say, where He wants you to go, and when He is not speaking. Somebody said, but I've not heard anything for the last 1 year. Exactly. Continue with the last instruction. I love driving. Driving is one of my hobbies. So everywhere I go all over the world, I drive. I rent a car and drive. You know, I love driving. I love driving. That was some years ago. I was running my master's program at Exeter University in the UK. So I got to Heathrow, rented this BMW. slotted in. There's one CD like this that one of our church members produced, and I really love the songs. I slotted, I was just enjoying myself and just cruising, I wasn't even sure of what the speed limit was. I was just going at the same pace as other vehicles. So I was just tailing one vehicle like that. I didn't know that the regular users of that road knew where the police used to hide. So I didn't know when they left me. Okay? All of them had slowed down. I was just enjoying until I saw police car behind me. Ah. Thank you, Jesus. I moved to the next lane. They moved after me. I said, ah. Then they flashed their light. I said, have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. Okay, I said, where are you coming from? Where are you going? I said, I'm a foreigner now. I don't live in this country. I'm just going to school. Okay, they said, where's your driver's license? They took the license. They looked at it. They took touch light. They flashed it on it. I said, are you sure this is a license? I said, ah. God will forgive you. His license or something like that. I didn't know they had a radar gun because I wanted to argue with them. They just pointed to the radar gun and said, what's the speed that you can see there? They just point that thing at the car like that, track the car for just a few seconds, it picks the speed. Okay. Anyway, so I like driving. But this particular time, I was on my own. My pastor, my former pastor had told me there's a speed at which you can go and angels will leave the car and go and report to God that the man they were sent to protect has refused protection. Okay. There is no point flapping when there is no wind. You will waste your energy and you will not go anywhere. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The key to your soaring is obedience. Very important. Maintain your sensitivity through prayer, constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Apart from, thank you, Lord, one of my most consistent prayer points is, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. All through the day, there is nothing too little to get the Holy Spirit involved in. Absolutely nothing too little. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Spend time in the Word, because the Holy Spirit uses the Word to tune your spirit to heaven's frequency. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I want to do is to read my Bible, because it tunes my spirit and tunes my mind to heaven's frequency. It doesn't matter how loud or how strong the signal for the River State Broadcasting Service is in this room. If you don't have an equipment that is tuned to the frequency, you will not pick what they are broadcasting. The Holy Spirit uses the Word to tune your spirit to heaven's frequency. I want to always start my day like that. And then in the course of the day, I get inspired thoughts and ideas.